A third reason why I'd like to invite you to look into the Catholic faith and consider becoming a Catholic is the evidence of history. The great Cardinal Newman once said, to study history is to become Catholic. The more we study history, the more we'll see that Christ founded the Catholic Church upon Peter and the Apostles 2,000 years ago. I recently passed a local Protestant church and it said, it's been around for 100 years, and a beautiful sign, it said, serving the Lord for 100 years. I thought, well, maybe we should have signs in front of our Catholic church, serving the Lord for 2,000 years. The church was founded by Christ upon Peter and the Apostles. Peter was the first pope. Go to any encyclopedia or go on a website and just type in list of popes. And historically, you can see all the popes from St. Peter to Pope Benedict, 265 popes in an unbroken line. When one pope dies, the bishops gather and elect a successor. Matthew chapter 16, verse 16, Jesus said, "You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will never prevail against the church. I give you, Peter, the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth, you will be loosed in heaven." Jesus spoke Aramaic. He said, "You are Kepha, and upon Kepha I will build my church." When Peter died, another pope was elected. It was Linus, then Cletus, then Clement, then Sixtus, all the way down to Pope Benedict. What's interesting also is to note that every pope from St. Peter until the year 315 was martyred for their faith in Christ. The first 30 popes all shed their blood for their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Every pope until Constantine made Christianity legal in 315 were martyrs and saints for the church. So we should ask ourselves, which church did Christ found? We believe that Christ has one bride, his Catholic Church. Christ does not have many spouses. As Paul says, "Husbands, love your wife as Christ loves his bride, the church." Again, Christ has one bride, which is the church. In the 1500s and 1600s and 1700s, other denominations began to break away from the Catholic Church. Martin Luther and many others. Now, did the Catholic Church fall into error in the 300s or 500s or the year 1500? If it did, then Christ would be a liar, because he said the gates of hell would never prevail against the church. If the church fell into error, then the gates of hell would have prevailed against the church. But we know that the church never fell into error on issues of faith and morals. Yes, there were problems in the church. Yes, there were abuses with certain church practices. But the church was able, through the grace of God, to be able to reform itself in the Catholic Reformation. The Protestant reformers, though, broke away from the church and began their own denominations. Martin Luther, Henry VIII, Calvin, Zwingli, Wesley, which has led right now to 30,000 different Christian denominations throughout the world. And yet we know that at the Last Supper, Christ prayed that his disciples would be one. So we believe that the Catholic faith is founded by Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It's not a man-made religion. It wasn't invented by a man in the 15 or 16 or 1700s. It was founded by Jesus Christ himself. The church is both human and divine. It is divine origin because it was founded by Christ, but it's human. It's made up of men and women like ourselves. That's why the church will always be in need of reform. The members of the church will always be in need of reform because we are sinners. There have been, over in history, a few bad popes, perhaps 4 or 5 out of 265, which is a very small ratio. But because of the presence of the Holy Spirit, even these men that did not live the saintliest of lives, they never taught error on issues of faith and morals. The Holy Spirit protected them from teaching error when they spoke as pope to the head of the church. Look at the 12 apostles. We see that they themselves were not perfect. Peter denied Christ 3 times, Judas betrayed him, and all of them ran away at the Garden of Gethsemane. Only one, John stood at the foot of the cross. So even though we've had a few popes that were of an immoral lifestyle, still the Holy Spirit protected the church and preserved it from falling into error on issues of faith and morals. The Catholic Church is one, holy, Catholic, and apostolic. It is one because we have one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one founder, Jesus Christ, one spiritual leader, the Pope, one liturgy. The Church is holy because it was founded by Christ, the Son of God. It teaches holy truths, gives us the sacraments through which we can grow in holiness, and gives us the example of the holy men and women, the saints who have gone before us. The true Church of Christ is Catholic. It's universal. It exists in every country of the world and is open to all. And it is apostolic. We can trace ourselves back not to the 1500s, not to the 1200s, but to Christ and the 12 apostles. What's been so inspiring for these Protestant ministers, when they have studied the early history of the church, they began to read the original sources, the early church fathers, the apostolic fathers, and they discovered that the early church was Catholic in its beliefs and practices. In the early writers of the church, men like St. Ignatius, Irenaeus, Polycarp, and others, they read about the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist, the Mass as a sacrifice, apostolic succession, the liturgy, praying for the deceased, the primacy of the Bishop of Rome, the necessity of works, the importance of showing respect and honor to the saints. So I encourage you to read the early church fathers. As they say, the fathers know best. So read the early church fathers and you'll see that the Catholic Church of today is the same as the original Catholic Church founded by Christ, even though we have what's called the development of doctrine. The acorn has now become the tree. It's the same teachings that we believe in, the same teachings of that Christ handed to the apostles and to the early church, but now we have a fuller understanding of them through the development of doctrine. There are no new doctrines. All public revelation ended with the death of the last apostle. So look into the evidence of history, the papacy, and especially the early writers of the church, the early church fathers.